You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
So we are at the end of the year recap for Riverfront Church, and we have done some amazing things this year. It's been so incredible to really see the church live into its own and kind of come into its identity as part of the city of Wilmington. So we have done a lot of really interesting things. Our summer worship continued down at the riverfront, and we got to see so many people riding by on boats, and it's really neat to start building those relationships with people in the city. As we wave at the boat captain, we know him by name, and he waves back, and he knows exactly who we are and what we're doing there, and it's just this wonderful feeling, a feeling like we are part of the community. We have people that sit sometimes out on the chairs week to week and hear us, and they get to experience God through the music and prayers and songs in a way that feels safe and comfortable to them. And in our worship services, we also had some really amazing guest preachers this summer. We had the district superintendent of the Methodist Church here in the area come and preach and share his perspective on faith. And we also had one of the presbytery staff from Newcastle Presbytery come and share her perspective about faith as well. So it was wonderful to have all these different voices come and talk to people and be in conversation with each other there on the beautiful riverfront of Wilmington. This summer, we also went and fellowshiped at Constitution Yards like we always did, but there was something about it that felt so comfortable. It's this idea that this church is starting to feel like family, but not the type of family where the doors are closed, but the kind that you want to go home to for holidays, that you get to have those hard conversations with and wrestle with those difficult questions and feel safe doing so. And that's a feeling that we hope that anyone who visits the church will catch as well, even if they wonder about their faith or if they're not sure, if they're not even ready to call themselves a Christian yet, to know that this is a place where they can encounter God and God can encounter them just as they are. We also continued our Think and Drink Bible study this year, and Alan ended up the two-year cycle of walking through the Bible chronologically, I don't even know, wrestling with all sorts of different stories. And we talked about everything from odd toilet procedures to genitalia to all sorts of very interesting, questionable things. But there's this core group that were there hanging on each week, always digging and wondering and questioning. There's one experience this year in Think and Drink that really seemed to sum up what it's like to go to Bible study there. And it was someone who doesn't come to Bible study very often came and sat through it thoughtfully, didn't really say a lot, and then at the end said, "Are y'all sure this is a Bible study? I've never been to a Bible study like this." And that pretty much captures it. It doesn't feel like your stuffy old Bible study in church, sorry, church people, where you walk through and you have to have all the answers right or anything. It's the kind of Bible study that, like, you get together with your friends and you wonder and you laugh and you joke and sometimes laugh so hard that you cry and sometimes cry and talk about how you've encountered Scripture in all sorts of different ways. And you get to come and be true to yourself and true to your experiences. So we wrapped up that Bible study about a week ago, and it was amazing to see all of the people come back together and talk about what it was like for them to study Scripture in this way, to really slow down on some things and think about what things might have looked like, what they might have sounded like, think about what Monty Python and all sorts of different memes might have had to do with faith, and not have to separate that humorous side from the life of faith and the ways that we think about faith together. So the podcast itself, this is going to be our episode number 71 or something. I'm not really sure. 75. Yeah, that one. And they have been all sorts of different conversations with people. We have talked to everyone from people who have studied and wondered about their faith to higher-ups in different denominations to rabbis and pastors and those that are working for justice. It's been very interesting this year because there is a trend that has kind of appeared to me, and that is the trend of forgiveness. We had a couple different people, I think at least four, deal with the idea of forgiveness and the idea of telling your story. And my hope is that we will be able to get these four or five people at a table to really wrestle with this topic. But it was so interesting to come at it in different ways. Doc Robin came and talked about her practice of happy to listen, where she just sits there and listens to people's stories. While she didn't really use a lot the word forgiveness or any faith language that we might traditionally use, there is power in that. There is forgiveness in that. She's not acting as a priest in a confessional or anything like that, but there is so much power in just being able to listen as people work through their stories and wonder through their stories and feel the things that they're feeling. She just sits there and just is. And that's beautiful. And there's forgiveness in that, and there's love in that, and dare I even say it, even if she wouldn't embrace it on her own, I think there's something very faithful in that, that we in the church don't make space for very often. We want to hurry up and fix problems, or we want to hurry up and celebrate, or do those things that we think we should do, but for her to just sit and be with people was a powerful experience. We also had Joe Shelsky come and talk about his experience with forgiveness. A few years ago, he had given a TED talk about forgiveness and forgiving some very powerful hurts in his life and what that process looked like for him. And he brought a whole different perspective to that, speaking to how he thought about all of those voices and influences in his life and how they taught him about forgiveness from different facets and different ways, and how he understood what it was like to truly forgive somebody and to be able to be in the space to live into that forgiveness, not in the forgetting, not in the magically fixing anyone or trying to change things, but really being in that space together. We also talked to Barbie Fisher, who understood forgiveness in a completely different way. She works for the Delaware Center for Justice, and her work struggles with forgiveness, justice, incarceration, all of those long-reaching fingers from all of those patterns, and how that's lived out. Now, her story was very different about forgiveness and about love and about living into those sort of ideas. And it was hard at times to really think about what justice looked like. Members of the Riverfront Board also participated in the Delaware Center for Justice's conference that they had, and we got to experience what it was like for someone who, coming out of being recently incarcerated and living into a new life in the world, and how hard that is. And that was so shaping and thinking about what forgiveness, what love, what being present with people looks like. People who we may not share their same life experiences, but they are still human, they still struggle, they still need all of those same things. They just might not have that leg up that others may have. So we also leaned very heavily into the artistic side of what it is like to think about faith in the world. We interviewed people such as Chris and Dave, who is part of the band By Faith, or BFF, depending on where you hear them, and talking to them about their faith and how they experience their faith through music and that whole journey, and how journey, no pun intended, that is something so holy for them, but also something that they live into, and how they get to sing and love music and not feel so limited in the Christian genre as so many Christian artists might feel the need to. We also talked to a filmmaker who talked about his struggles with what it means to be a person of faith in a field that probably does not lean into faith very often, and when they do, it is difficult to make high quality work. And so he talked about what it was like to work in that field, to live into that field, and to think about faith and to live out truly his faith while also being true to who he was and his artistic nature. We also talked to Angela Sheik, who makes really beautiful, interesting, unique music, and encouraged us to really think about that rhythm and making music together, and even challenged us, even me who has no rhythm, to think about making music spontaneously and joyfully and being together. And that's a pretty great podcast. In the little freestyling that happens, I'll be honest, my part was real, real quiet and or non-existent, so don't listen for me very much. But she did encourage us to think about the music that we make together and be free and open to live into that. We also talked about the losses that the world has felt this year. We did a special podcast in tribute to Rachel Held Evans, and myself and Pastor Edwin and Meredith did a really beautiful job thinking about the impact that Rachel Held Evans had on our faith and how we encountered her works and her writings at different points in our lives. And all of that really helped us to think about who we are in faith in any particular moment, but also who we want to be and how we want to live into that. One of the things that we also did this year for Riverfront is really show up in community. I talked earlier about being on that riverfront and waving at the boat captain and him waving back, but we also showed up in so many other ways, some of which challenged us to step outside of our comfort zone and to think broadly about faith and how we live it out. Representatives from Riverfront Church showed up at immigration rallies. They showed up at the August quarterly where people were worshiping and being together and singing in the Spirit and being faithful people together. They also showed up in community with one another. Pastor Edwin and Rabbi Micah Beals emceed this Wilmo Wednesday. A rabbi and a priest walk into a bar. Okay, not quite a priest, but that's too long of a title. And they had an amazing time, and it just showed people who were there, hey, you know what? You can be a faithful person and also ridiculous and hilarious and wonderful. You don't have to compartmentalize these things and put yourself in one box, but you can be in community in all these different ways and stay very true to yourself. And I think that's so much of what we do in Riverfront, is to think about how you can fully live into the person that God made you to be. So if you are that ridiculous musician, if you are that comedian, if you dance and have rhythm, or if you don't, you can live into your faith in those ways and being a true person, a whole person, a person who feels lost, a person who loves music, even non-Christian music, scandalously enough, as some people might think. You know, it's one of those things that we invite people to bring their whole selves, their doubts, their fears, their questions, to worship, to all the activities that we do, because there is space for all of that in who we are and in what we do. So looking ahead in 2020, I'm not going to make a 2020 vision sort of joke here because I can't think of a good one right now, but insert 2020 joke here. Thinking about the future, Riverfront Church is going to take a next big step. We are bringing on board Chelsea Spires, and she is going to be providing some leadership in the church to really focus on social justice and small groups and some of that ways that we live out specifically our faith. She'll be helping us to wrestle with some of these hot topic issues that people are thinking about in society and in the world, but in a really faithful way, not a pointed way to say this is what you should believe or this is what you shouldn't believe, but to say, as faithful people, we're talking about this. We can talk about this in a place and in a setting that feels safe, feels comfortable, feels like family, but the good kind of family. So we are excited about bringing her on board and about her joy and her energy and all the creative means and things that she will bring to the table. We will also be thinking about worship in a new way and thinking about what it is to experience, knowing that all these things are going on in the world. How does that intersect with the ways that we worship and the ways that we are in the world together? Because we can't just separate that out. The worship that we do, the work that we do, the conversations that we have, the ways that we are together are all tied in together as part of our life of faith. So we're so excited about looking forward to 2020 and what Chelsea will bring to the table and what we will all bring to the table together. Our questions, our hopes, our fears, our wonderings, our whole selves, our willingness to listen to God in the world. That's what I hope that we will bring in 2020.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.